This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That calendar, it says November 9th to 2016, one day after a political miracle of all miracles. Does it feel good or what? Unbelievable. Prayer works. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa. Lots of life lessons here. Time to drain the swamp. Welcome back to another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. No surprises in North Dakota to speak of last night. A few surprises in other places, but the big story is obviously Donald J. Trump, the 45th president of the United States. Thanks for tuning in wherever you are. 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, KTGO, Tioga, Williston, Watford City, Williston, KLTC in Dickinson as well. Hillary Clinton will take the stage in a moment. We'll bring that to you. It's Wednesday, so it means it's the Talk Radio Town Hall. And someone quite instrumental to that Donald J. Trump win is someone who's going back to represent the people of North Dakota after a big victory last night as well. Our next guest, Congressman Kevin Cramer. Congratulations, Kevin.
Thank you, Scott. It feels good. It feels a little bit like winning the Super Bowl, I suspect.
Yeah. No. What are you most excited about? Your reelection or Donald Trump's victory?
Oh, I'm very enthused by Donald Trump's victory for lots of reasons, but perhaps the best reason is that we get to go to Washington now with a Republican House and Senate, something that, by the way, Ronald Reagan never had. He did not ever have a Republican House, and we have an overwhelming majority in the House, a majority in the Senate, and we can roll back Obamacare just like we did 2 years ago when we put it, or a year ago when we put it on Barack Obama's desk, except this time instead of a veto, we'll get a signature. And we can give people their health care choices back. We can let them have the doctors of their choice again. We can, give them all kinds of choices and what kind of health care they need and want. And we can stop punishing businesses. And then we can roll back all those crazy regulations that are killing coal and oil and gas and agriculture and small manufacturing and large manufacturing. It's, to me, what we can get done in the first 100 days is very, very exciting.
I want to play you a little montage of a lot of the punditry and what they were saying from all walks. I mean, from the president to pundits to pollsters to all the political class. Here's what they said on what was going to happen in predicting this election. Listen.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
Can Donald Trump win a general election?
My view is no, but we'll see.
He already lost the Hispanic miracle. That miracle just didn't happen. After listening to Donald Trump in Phoenix, I think he already lost the Hispanic vote, and he already gave up on Latinos. I don't think his plan has anything to do with Latinos. His plan, his strategy, is to win the White House without Latinos. I don't think he can do it.
I couldn't find a single one who now thinks they're going to win. They were thinking, well, I can't find a single Republican.
270 being the magic number on the Electoral College. Bob, you've been on the phone dialing around. What have you heard?
Well, I can't find a single Republican. I talked to probably.
It's the third time I heard that, so I get it. The bottom line is they were all wrong. So we asked Congressman Cramer last week before the show ended, give us your prediction. Here's what he said. He said, what's the headline
going to
be?
The headline's going to be, not since Reagan has a Republican won this big.
Not since Reagan has a Republican won this big. I'm looking for that headline, but that's certainly what happened. Haven't quite found it. And the last thing I want to play for you. Let's skip the music one here because I can describe that later. But play the last one, and that is you and I had a chance to visit with Donald Trump on this program. We asked him about his cabinet. Here's what he said.
I will get the absolute top people. We have tremendously talented people in this country, and we don't use them. We use political hacks in many cases. We use people that gave campaign contributions in many cases, and they don't have the ability. And we're going to have the best cabinet ever. I have so many people that are at top level. They're not even interested in the money. They're interested in doing a great job. So we will get, and Kevin will watch over me very closely, believe me, and we will get we will get the top people from throughout, from all over the country, and we will have an amazing cabinet.
So here's the big question of the day. He's talking about his cabinet, and you have been, you know, recommended by a leadership in the House as one of the members he should consider for his cabinet. But he also said you're going to watch over him. So are you going to watch over him as a member of his cabinet or from the Congress?
Yeah, it's a great question because I had forgotten about that part of the conversation, to be honest with you. And I'll be my preferred position today and the one that I'm enjoying right now is as an advisor to Donald Trump, including to his transition team. I'm very close to the energy people on the transition team. And whether it's me or somebody better, I think there are a lot of good people. I think Donald Trump likes successful business people around him, and he ought to. And I'm happy to have to offer my advice on who would be good at that, be good in the various positions in the cabinet. And if one of them, you know, if the offer should come to me, we'd cross that bridge at that time. But frankly, I prefer looking out for North Dakota right where I am.
Your calls, questions, and comments, as always, on the Talk Radio Town Hall, ready for Congressman Kramer today. Come on in, 800-228-0550. You can also leave a message on our 24/7 hotline, 855-200-1776. First is a comment by text. Those are welcome, too, by the way, 701-226-8503. It says, we wake up today, and what is clear is that we have a broken, wounded country. The thing we need now is to unite and heal. We need humility, not gloating. We need hope for those who despair. It's been a long, difficult 8 years, but now we need to take our liberal brothers and sisters by the hand and heal our country. Agree, disagree? Tell me your thoughts on that, Kevin.
Well, I don't think there's any question that once you get elected to a position like this, you're the president or you're the congressman or you're the senator for all the people. At the same time, the people have spoken, and Donald Trump won, and he won on a message that I don't expect that he will abandon. I thought his message last night was right on point. He reached out to all people, and yeah, we need to hold our liberal friends by the hand. And probably be, we would need to be very gracious, but we also cannot abandon the principles he won on. He promised he would roll back Obamacare. We get to do that. That's one of the first things we're going to get to do. We're going to put things on his desk that he'll sign as opposed to veto. And he won because of those things. That's the other thing to remember. You know, we can't forget, Scott, that Donald Trump tapped into something because he saw it in the American people. And that is they want our border secured. They want our defense, national defenses rebuilt and our military stronger than ever. And they want Obamacare repealed and replaced. And so that's going to happen. But we have to do it. We have to do it with sensitivity for sure and bringing as many people along as we can. But I do believe he'll fulfill his promises.
Let's get to those calls. Lots of folks waiting to chat with you today. And let's go first to Dana in Judd for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Dana.
Hey, congratulations, Congressman Kramer. And how about that, everybody? The guy they said couldn't do it is our new president. What a great day.
Yeah.
And
a great day.
I just want to thank everyone that went out and voted and stood up and sent a message to Washington that we want our country back. And I think if Donald Trump uses the people around him and listens to the people and opens his mind to new ideas, he could be one of the greatest leaders we've ever had.
I agree, Dana. I absolutely agree. And I think that Donald Trump's a winner. He's defied the odds at every turn, and there's no reason to underestimate him now.
Another texter says, ask Kevin if he thinks Planned Parenthood will finally get investigated for real.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that because Planned Parenthood has been under a very strong investigation by a House Oversight Committee, and I expect we'll see some pretty good, you know, some good information coming out of that. We've seen some, but it'll probably get a little more attention now. But the exciting part is that now that we get to do a budget that would be, reconciled both by the House and the Senate, we can go after a lot of spending matters with 51 Senate vote. This is the thing that's very important to understand. We all lament the 60 vote requirement in the Senate. But if we pass a budget like we did, once we took the Senate 2 years ago, we did a budget. That is to say a budget that the House and Senate agree on. And that kicks in what's called budget reconciliation. When it comes to spending and revenue bills, they only require 51 Senate votes to pass, and that now we will have that opportunity to truly stop Planned Parenthood funding, which we did, by the way, in our bill a couple of years ago that the president vetoed. Now we'll have a president who will sign those bills.
We don't have time for your answer right now, but when we come back, I do want your take on how much attention from the new Congress and the presidency should go towards investigating Hillary Clinton, because that should consume a lot of oxygen. I think a lot of people want that, right? They don't want her let off scot-free, but it also could derail getting an agenda implemented, I think. But I want your take on that. Texter of some note here, Daryl Lease of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, corrects me rightly by saying, hey, I think there were some big surprises in North Dakota last night. Both minority leaders got whipped, and the Democratic chairman got booted. I don't think too many people would have thought that was going to happen. You're absolutely right, Daryl. I mean, and you talked about that last night in election coverage, Kevin, as well. Pretty significant. Okay, more when we come back. Full bank of calls. We'll get to all of you and Hillary Clinton and her comments conceding, too, we think, on the way.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming machinery auctions include farm retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, New Rockford, and Steele, North Dakota, featuring John Deere and Case IH tractors and combines with low hours, semis, grain trailers, and quality tillage, spraying, and planting equipment. For complete information on these exceptional machinery auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Piper's.com.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings. Always, my personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Believe it or not, the holiday shopping season right around the corner, with long lines and huge crowds, all the scrambling for the best deal. You know, holiday shopping can be a tad stressful. You know, even likened to a full contact sport, right? Well, this year can be different because B-Mobile invites you to have a rewarding holiday and shop without the chaos. B-Mobile's Be Rewarded program is for everyone. It provides special discounts, exclusive offers, free gifts on your birthday, and so much more. Join Be Rewarded and join B-Mobile November 20th from 6 to 8 p.m. for their exclusive Friends and Family Shopping event. To find out more, visit a location near you. BeMobile.com will find you to one. Lead you to one, rather. Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, Botno, Thief River Falls, Bemidji, Detroit Lakes. Connect to communicate at BeMobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. Still waiting for Hillary Clinton, but the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, has taken to the podium. We'll get Congressman Cramer's reaction to what he has to say, and then more of your calls at 800-228-0550 in just a moment. Here's the Speaker.
This is the most incredible political feat I have seen in my lifetime. This is something you've heard me say time and again. 7 out of 10 Americans, they do not like the direction our country is going. Many of our fellow citizens feel alienated and have lost faith in our core institutions. They don't feel heard, and they don't feel represented by those in office. But Donald Trump heard a voice out in this country that no one else heard. He connected in ways with people no one else did. He turned politics on its head.
What do you think of that, Kevin?
Well, I love true confessions, and I think it's classic Paul Ryan, though. Paul is nothing if not honest, and he is forthright. And I think, frankly, I'm anxious to visit with Paul. We have a call at 1 o'clock, and the Republican conference with the Speaker, and so we'll get to plan for things and prepare for next week. But I'm proud of Paul. As you know, I'm a Paul Ryan supporter, and I know a lot of people struggle with that, but I actually think one thing I know about Donald Trump, he knows that Paul Ryan can be his absolute best ally in Washington, D.C. in terms of getting his agenda passed. And where they disagree, they'll still disagree, but the separation of powers is designed on purpose. But that said, I know Paul Ryan's looking forward to putting some really good things on President Trump's desk for his signature as opposed to his veto.
I was standing next to you in Bismarck, North Dakota, when you were visiting with Donald Trump, and the conversation turned to Paul Ryan, and he was not happy that he had yet to endorse him. And I think you said he's getting there. He'll be there soon. He said something to the effect of, you know,
tell him not to go take much more time.
Exactly, yeah. Tell him not to take much more time. So you think that relationship's okay or will be okay?
I think it'll be just fine. Because remember, you know, the conference wants it to be fine, and Paul Ryan serves at the pleasure of the Republican Conference and the House of Representatives. And I think Paul is genuinely excited about the opportunity to put a repeal and replacement of Obamacare on the president's desk for signature. And he's anxious to get to some tax reform, which we can do. We can do a lot of tax and spending bills with 51 senators. We don't need 60 to do those things if we pass a budget that the Senate and the House can agree on. So I know Paul well enough to know he's looking forward to this opportunity.
All right. And quickly on Hillary Clinton and the investigation, should that be a focus of a Trump administration and the new Congress?
I think the best way to handle it, and I'm not an expert, but I would turn it over. I would do exactly what Barack Obama should have done, and that is appoint a special prosecutor. Then you take the politics out of it. You don't get the politics of the House and the Senate and the president all wrapped up in it, and you just let the justice system work the way it's supposed to work, free and clear of political influence. And clearly that's not been the case. I'm not sure who the FBI is being influenced by, but I think it's sort of a week-to-week thing. And I think you have to remove that by appointing a special prosecutor and give them all the tools they need to do a thorough investigation. And I would even remove the Clinton Foundation investigation from the FBI and give it to a special prosecutor so that whatever comes out of it's not tainted by politics.
Sheila Jackson Lee and John Podesta are both tearing up in the front row of an event for Hillary Clinton that should take place momentarily, where it looks like she'll be taking the stage shortly, but we'll take some calls until she does. Rocky in Valley City for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead.
First off, I want to use an old quote. I want to say good morning. It's morning in America.
It is.
And congratulations to Congressman Cramer.
Thanks, Rocky.
Congratulations to Donald Trump and a race well won. And my question is a little bit more off topic today. I wanted to congratulate Congressman Cramer on the letter that he sent to the presidents of the four major news networks. I saw that online, I read that, and I thought that was just lights out. And I really am, you know, that three thumbs up on that one.
Well, thanks for that, Rocky. You know, as you noticed, and I predicted that they would do it, and I counted on them to do it, but the media is all up in arms over it. They see it as such a gross violation of their independence, and the reality is that those networks ride on your airwaves. That's not their airwaves. Those are the public's airwaves, and I don't think that we should have a state-run media, but we shouldn't have a Democratic Party-run media either, and that's what we have in the broadcast networks. And if you don't believe me, all I have to do is turn them on today. And we're having to talk a bunch of people off the ledge in the networks. They are so beside themselves today, and all because they didn't pay attention, you guys. I just can't believe how out of touch so many in our media are, and it's reflected in the editorials and the daily newspapers. I mean, I think, Scott, it was you that sent me the picture of the Fargo Forum headline, Kramer, appears to have won or something like that. It's like, no, 70%, it wasn't quite enough for them to admit. And it's just amazing to watch it play out. Thanks for that encouragement, Rocky.
Yeah, I can't even believe that headline.
Absolutely.
It says Kramer appears to earn third term.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a fifth grader could have figured out that one was done and for you. I just don't understand it. Let's see here. Who is next? Ben, Billings County for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott, Congressman. It's a great day for North Dakota with Kylie getting ousted and Matt getting ousted. And I believe it's even a better day for America. And I did have a question for the congressman yesterday. I called in regards to my pitch in favor of the Electoral College, being that us in the so-called flyover country have like 3 to 4 times more voting power than like, say, those in California. And as it turned out, it seems like the race would be very close in a popular vote right now. So the push in making the election process a popular vote, Congressman, what is your view on that as far as the Electoral College or the popular vote?
I'm so glad you asked that, because just last night I got into a debate on a phone with some friends of mine in Texas that were bemoaning the Electoral College. And I said, remember, it was the Electoral College. The Electoral College gives North Dakota 3 electoral votes. And say we gave 200,000 votes to Trump and 100,000 votes to Clinton in popular votes, our 3 electoral votes actually have more power than those 200,000 votes. Because you consolidate them. Now, interestingly, the way it's looking right now, Clinton leads in the popular vote. And so this might be another, like 2000, where George Bush won the Electoral College but did not win the popular vote. So we have to be very careful what it is we advocate for. None of these things are in a vacuum.
I'm of the opinion every vote ought to count, honestly, and that the founders did give a mechanism to, you know, keep the Electoral College, but allow for what dictates where those 3 votes go. But it's a debate for another day. Thanks, Ben. Appreciate the call. More coming up after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing the importance of using an AED as soon as possible.
For every 1 minute we go without CPR, we are losing 10% chance of life. So if it takes you 2 to 3 minutes to get that AED on that particular person, we've decreased 30% at that point. So our big thing is to try to get the AED to them, but having someone at least doing those compressions until we get the AED to them. Getting that AED on that person within those first 3 minutes is the critical time. That 3 minutes, if we can get that heart restored and get that circulation going again, it really helps the chance of EMS being able to have a good, viable patient to be able to work with when they get on scene.
To learn how you can prepare to save someone's life using CPR or an AED, go to www.ndsc.org and click on First Aid. For available training in your area, visit our training registration page.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to join us for a special talk radio town hall on veterans in the workplace. We'll be at Minot State University for a full hour. Fortis Energy has organized a Veterans Employer Summit. It is designed to take best practices from companies that currently have veterans in the workplace and share with others. So if you're a business owner, a manager, human resource personnel, recruiter, decision maker, come attend this event and find out how to make your workplace veteran-friendly and maybe do it a little bit better. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., we're doing a talk radio town hall on the topic from 10 to 11 with Congressman Cramer from there, and then he will be speaking at noon, keynoting the lunch at that event tomorrow as well. If you'd like to go, it's free. Lunch is included. You just need to go to Eventbrite, look for Veterans-Friendly Employer Summit, and you'll find all the details on that, or you can call 248-283-7100. Ask for Peter. 248-283-7100. Ask for Peter, and he'll get you signed up for that. Our special broadcast and that entire event brought to you friends at Polar Service Center. Great place to work. Great place to work. Locations in Kildare and Williston, up to $32 an hour. Great benefits. Veteran-friendly employer. North Dakota Petroleum Council and the North Dakota Oil Can Program. Cognizant. Blaze Energy. A North Dakota-owned and operated proud employer of vets, providing power generation and gas processing services to the Bakken oil producer industry. Weatherford, proudly supporting our veteran community, and Frack Shack America with fuel on the fly. How about that? Congressman Kevin Cramer, do you have time for one more call? I know Congressman Cramer's doing a shorter version today of the Talk Radio Town Hall since we're doing the vets event tomorrow. And the full bank of calls waiting to weigh in. You got time for one more? How are you doing
one
on
more.
Time?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
All right. Steve in Fargo, quick question for Congressman Cramer, if you would.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning, Steve.
Had conversations with both of you gentlemen at the Republican convention in North Dakota, and I was not happy with either one of you because you were jumping on the Trump train, and I was very, very skeptical that he was electable. How did that work out?
Well, listen, the important thing is that we're willing to admit our mistakes.
I did not think he could get elected. You guys did. You saw through that. And the position that we're in right now with control of the House, the Senate, and the White House, and, you know, after the inauguration is just, I mean, it's an absolute dream. And if it had gone the other way, the probability of making progress on, you know, life issues, gun control, and anything else conservative in the next 30 years would have been challenging. So thank you very much for all of your support. And I'm excited to see the next 6 months or 6 years of the United States, where if it had gone the other way, I would be very, very concerned. Thank you.
I understand. Thanks, Steve. Well said.
Appreciate that. Last question. What's the most exciting? If you had to pick one thing you're most excited to do, I mean, there is the life issue he mentioned. There's religious freedom. There's energy. A plan you helped craft. I mean, if you had to pick one, what's the most thing you're most excited about that he'll do?
Appointing Supreme Court justices and other federal judges. That's by far the most important job he has in the next several years. And it gets right to the heart of the life issue of religious liberty. And then after that, it would be the rollback of the Clean Power Plan and the Waters of the U.S. and fracking rules and all this stuff that's designed to kill American jobs and ruin our competitiveness in the globe. So that'd be one and two, Scotty.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, buddy.
Congressman Kevin Cramer and a talk radio town hall. Kane and Willison Allen and Hag, Tim and Steele. I got you on cue to come in next. Texts are just blowing us away here. And also, your off-air calls are welcome at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776, extension 1. Let's see here. Who's on the stage? Kane. The vice presidential candidate from Virginia is going to be introducing Hillary Clinton. When that happens, we'll go to that as well. So stay tuned. Kane and Williston, another Kane. You're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to talk to Congressman Cramer. Basically, I wanted to thank him from the bottom of my heart and my family for being pro-life. That's a big deal for me and my family. We sure appreciate all that he's done. And for sitting in 3.5 hours in a voting line yesterday in Williston, I voted for him and Trump, and I feel like I did my part, and I hope everything for the United States goes in an amazing path, and I hope we can all come out ahead.
You know, we'll make sure he hears that, Kane, because it's, you know, heartfelt comments from you. And Kevin is a conviction politician, right? It isn't about what do I need to say so more people will like me and vote for me. It is, here's what I stand for, and if you like that, let's go get some stuff done. Right. And that's what I love about him. There are so many politicians, so many people in politics that are afraid of the life issue because they want everybody to like them. So they're always dancing around trying to find the right words and get it just exactly. You know, I want to be able to tell those folks that I'm with them so they'll vote for me. But I don't want those people to be mad at me. And that's the worst of politics in my mind. The worst of politics. He is the best. And that issue, I mean, I don't get it. I don't, you know, somebody that I know and respect, but is very liberal yesterday, had something, there was a back and forth going on Facebook. I forgot even what the topic was, but it was something related to the election and what he thinks is going to happen. And this person, Carissa Page is her name, you can find it on her Facebook page. She said, you know, do you have any idea that you people are cheerleading for this racist, for this evil, awful, misogynist, terrible, horrible, you know, all these different things that she's you know, talking about Trump. And I said, I couldn't resist. I had to respond. I said, look, you know, there's a lot of people here that have strong convictions. I'm one of them. Let's just pick one issue, the life issue. You know, you have something worse than the Holocaust happening in the United States of America. And she said, oh, you know, she comes back with, oh, my, how can you compare what's happening in America to the Holocaust? You're crazy. I think it's an easy comparison. I really do. And a tragic one we all ought to wrap our minds around. Hear me when I tell you what Hitler did to people he didn't like, their race, color, creed, religion, whatever, in the Holocaust, was a tragedy on the level of about 6 million murders. Since the Supreme Court of the United States said Roe versus Wade is the law of the land and it is okay to end the life of an unborn child, we're over 55 million lives lost. So I don't know how we can say it's worse. I think that's pretty simple math. Absolutely it's worse. So it's an issue that's so important, and I'm glad Kevin gets that. Thanks, Kane. Appreciate the call. Tim and Steele, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott, I was going to call and congratulate Congressman Cramer. He's the pro-life best thing we got going here in North Dakota. The other thing is I would urge him to urge fellow congressmen to get the Obamacare thing taken care of post-haste. It's killing us out here. Our health care cost has gone, my personal one's gone from $12,000 to $27,000 in 2 years, and I can't, my business won't sustain that for me and my wife.
No, you're so right. You are absolutely so right. I mean, and I think that played a part in this. I think that awakened some people when the news came out. When Mark Dayton, the most liberal governor you can think of in Minnesota, and that's saying something, says, you know, Obamacare is, you know, the Affordable Care Act is no longer affordable. Wow. Wow. You know, that's phenomenal. And it is. It's a big deal. Yeah. Crippling businesses right now. You're right, Tim. We'll go to Hillary Clinton just taking the podium in New York City. Flanked by Tim Kaine, who just introduced her, Bill Clinton, her daughter Chelsea, and son-in-law. She's wearing purple.
Thank you.
Bill's got a purple tie. I don't know what that's all about.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Very rowdy group. Thank you, my friends. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so very much for being here. And I love you all, too. Last night, I congratulated Donald Trump and offered to work with him on behalf of our country. I hope that he will be a successful president for all Americans. This is not the outcome we wanted or we worked so hard for. And I'm sorry that we did not win this election for the values we share and the vision we hold for our country. But I feel pride and gratitude for this wonderful campaign that we built together. This vast, diverse, creative, unruly, energized campaign. You represent the best of America, and being your candidate has been one of the greatest honors of my life. I know how disappointed you feel because I feel it too. And so do tens of millions of Americans who invested their hopes and dreams in this effort. This is painful, and it will be for a long time. But I want you to remember this. Our campaign was never about one person or even one election. It was about the country we love and about building an America that's hopeful, inclusive, and big-hearted. We have seen that our nation is more deeply divided than we thought. But I still believe in America, and I always will. And if you do, then we must accept this result and then look to the future. Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead. Our constitutional democracy enshrines the peaceful transfer of power. And we don't just respect that, we cherish it. It also enshrines other things: the rule of law, the principle that we are all equal in rights and dignity, freedom of worship and expression. We respect and cherish these values too, and we must defend them. And let me add, our constitutional democracy demands our participation, not just every 4 years, but all the time. So let's do all we can to keep advancing the causes and values we all hold dear.
That is Hillary Clinton and her concession speech in New York City. More when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Last chance of calls, too, 800-228-0550.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news. This soybean minute is about Palmer amaranth, the most pervasive wheat that growers have ever seen. In addition to this wheat producing 1 million seeds per plant, reducing crop yields by 90%, it is also resistant to glyphosate and most row crop herbicides. Iowa wheat scientists documented Palmer amaranth expanding from 5 to 30 counties this summer. How did this happen? Primarily from mail order seed. Some commercial seed mixtures used in CRP, cover crops, pollinator plots, and hunter habitats were contaminated with Palmer amaranth seed. These multi-plant seed sources disseminated Palmer amaranth throughout Iowa. Landowners, inspect your new environmental plantings, bag and remove any deviant pigweed plants. Contact your Extension County agent or NDSU for correct ID. Help keep North Dakota Palmer amaranth free.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Veterans make incredible employees. Business owners, human resource professionals, recruiters, decision makers in the hiring process, managers, it's time to take a good hard look at your team. Are there enough veterans on that team? Are you looking for people? Hire veterans. We're coming together as a group to share best practices to collaborate on tapping into the talent of veterans. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Minot State University. It's free. Congressman Kevin Cramer is keynoting the event. Sign up now at eventbrite.com, eventbrite.com. Search Veteran-Friendly Employer Summit. This special event brought to you by Fortis Energy, Frack Shack America, Fuel on the Fly, Weatherford, Blaze Energy, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Polar Service Center, and Cognizant. Don't miss this event tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Minot State University. The Fortis Energy 2016 Veterans Employer Summit tomorrow on the campus of Minot State University. Join us.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
TitanOutletStore.com. You have to do a little shopping. Get your Scott discount there of 11% off. Today'd be a good day to do that. TitanOutletStore.com. TitanOutletStore.com. Call 218-233-3700. 218-233-3700. And do a little browsing, do a little shopping. Check out this huge collection of some attachments that just came in with some Case IH attachments, some Bobcat attachments. Check those out. And just browse and say, hey, I like that, and that's the bottom price, and I get to take 11% off that. Sign me up, TitanOutletStore.com, or call them at 218-233-3700. All right, some more comments from Hillary Clinton, making her final remarks before
a faithful group of, it looks like members of Congress staff, not a huge group, but President Clinton, her husband behind her as well. Just a few more of these comments, and then we will get back to your calls and wrap up on what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. By the way, so far, I have to say, pretty gracious on the part of Hillary Clinton, right? When she talks about we owe him, as in we, first of all, you know, us as Democrats, those of you who supported me, we, that's what she's talking about, we owe him and Donald Trump an open mind and a chance to lead. Not bad. Let's see what else she's saying here.
Our country owes you an enormous debt of gratitude.
That is for President Barack Obama, bringing a standing ovation. Our country owes him a huge debt of gratitude. I beg to differ, but what else is she going to say?
We thank you for your graceful, determined leadership that has meant so much to so many Americans and people across the world. And to Bill and Chelsea, Mark, Charlotte, Aiden, our brothers and our entire family, my love for you means more than I can ever express. You crisscrossed this country on our behalf and lifted me up when I needed it most, even four-month-old Aiden, who traveled with his mom. I will always be grateful to the creative, talented, dedicated men and women at our headquarters in Brooklyn and across our country.
All right, thank you. So started, so I think we get the gist of that. Hillary Clinton about to exit the stage after speaking to her supporters there. Myron and Mandan, let's get you in here on What's on Your Mind.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Myron, go ahead.
Yeah, well, first off, congratulations to Trump. I really believe he's going to move forward. I'm looking forward to it. I think America just had a huge breath of fresh air. So I feel really good today. As to some other people that I'd like to see them hold their end of the bargain up, and that goes with some of the profile movie stars. There's a whole list of them that made claims they're going to leave the United States should Donald Trump make president. And I'm just wondering, has anyone heard who's the first one that's on their way out of our great country? You know, from Whoopi Goldberg to Barbara Streisand, Al Sharpton, and all those. I'm looking forward to them holding up their end of the deal. So I have to ask, has anyone heard?
Good question, Myron. If you have, the show's going to end. I don't know if there's time for anybody else to call in that isn't already doing so. Let us know. If you hear where they're going, when they're leaving, see any for sale signs in the front yard, I'm with you. There was a lot of chatter about that last night online. It was pretty funny. Appreciate it, Myron. Thank you.
Yeah.
Other calls, welcome at 800-228-0550. Texter says, there were more people like me than I thought. You know, I spent a little time crisscrossing North and South Dakota and Western Minnesota during the whole Tea Party movement. You remember that? Which is, by the way, born out of Obamacare. Obamacare being shoved down our throat. Really, the arrogance in which the Obama administration came in. Hillary Clinton just said, the graceful Obama administration. I never saw anything graceful about that administration. It was always cram it down your throat. Come with us or forget about it. And that's what really bore out the Tea Party movement. What I loved hearing most from folks in the Tea Party movement was when they would look around and they'd say, gosh, I can't believe it. There's other people that think like me. And I think that is a great description from that texter about what happened last night. We knew what we were going to do, he says, and we're sick of arguing about it. Isn't that fabulous? All right, that's what Mandan thinks. What does West Central Minnesota think? Last call of the day goes to Joe. Joe, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I think we're doing pretty good as a democracy. Think about it now. We did a power change with a vote. And if voting doesn't work, if these libs get their way and it's got the Democrat machine running, then we're getting pretty close to communism, and then it's going to take a revolution. you know, I don't know how close we are to this, but it was nice to see this work.
Was it ever? Was it ever? Absolutely. And now we roll up the sleeves and go to work and hold everybody accountable to get the job done. Joe, thank you so much. Appreciate the call. By the way, I don't want your comments to end now. 855-200-1776, extension 2 with your comments. That's our 24-7 line, okay? 855-200-1776. I'm sorry, extension 1 to leave a message, 2 to chat with us when we're live on the air. Tomorrow in Minot at Minot State University for the Fortis Energy Veterans Friendly Employer Summit. Congressman Kramer and more. I have some wonderful veterans lined up for Friday. World War II vets, we're going to have a blast. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening.
Have I got a deal for you from Titan Outlet Store. And if you tell them I sent you, you'll save 11% on this new 2013 Case IH 1255 planner. 24-row, 30-inch spacing, front fold, 2-point hitch, dry clutch, has the bulk fill, 22 gallons per minute, fertilizer with the tank bulk fill, Pro 700 monitor, no roll markers, rear towing hitch, and more. Check it out at TitanOutletStore.com right now or call 218-233-3700. Tell them Scott sent you and you'll save 11%. TitanOutletStore.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.